The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas. With over 435 eco-label programs worldwide, how can companies avoid betting on the wrong one? The authors detail a three-part framework for companies to use. The framework evaluates eco-labels along three dimensions: consumer understanding and awareness, consumer confidence, and willingness to pay. How to Choose the Right Eco-Label for Your Product, written by Magali A. Delmas, Nicholas Nairn Birch, and Mikala Balzarova. The number of eco-label programs has grown from a mere dozen worldwide in the 1990s to more than 435 today in 197 countries and 25 industry sectors, according to the Eco-Label Index Directory. For example, nearly 4 of 5 U.S. households recognize the Energy Star label, which is a joint eco-label from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Energy. In fact, American consumers have purchased more than 1 billion Energy Star-labeled products. Why are consumers drawn to certain eco-labels over others? In this article, we will attempt to answer these questions using a framework that evaluates eco-labels along three dimensions: consumer understanding and awareness, consumer confidence, and willingness to pay. By applying this framework, managers can avoid betting on the wrong label. Consumer awareness and understanding. Choose eco-labels with simple and clear messages to consumers. Clear messaging allows organizations to avoid the greenwashing sin of vagueness. Choose labels that allocate resources to the communication of their label. A product's environmentally friendly virtues will be overlooked or unappreciated if they are poorly communicated. Favor multi-product labels. The increased recognition of the organic coffee eco-label issued by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, as compared with the rainforest and bird-friendly labels, can in part be attributed to the fact that the organic label is available for a multitude of products. By contrast, rainforest and bird-friendly are only devoted to coffee products. The organic label benefits from an increased visibility to consumers. Favor labels with endorsements from the government and large retailers. For example, not only is the Energy Star eco-label widely recognized and understood by U.S. consumers, but it is also perceived as a credible standard because it is supported by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Energy. Consumer confidence. Prefer eco-label organizations with multiple partners. Multiple partners help to balance the various opinions and perspectives that attend environmental issues. This balance ensures broad consumer appeal and prevents backlash from consumer segments that may feel left out. Check the credibility of the partners. The Marine Stewardship Council label was founded through a partnership between the Worldwide Fund for Nature and Unilever, the largest seller of fish sticks in the world. The reputation of WWF conferred credibility to the MSC label, the success of which gave Unilever a strong tool to protect market share and long-term viability. Avoid conflicts of interest. One challenge to the credibility of the MSC, however, was the development of a conflict of interest in the certification process. For a fishery to receive MSC certification, it had to be assessed by an accredited for-profit consultancy. By leniently applying the MSC criteria, assessors could potentially gain more business. There has been criticism of the MSC label. An article published in 2010 in Nature noted the certification of markedly poor-performing fisheries by the MSC. Choose transparent eco-label organizations. Managers should ensure that their eco-label partner organizations are not reticent about revealing relevant information. Organizations with cultures of secrecy foster consumer skepticism about greenwashing and overall credibility. Conduct your own product environmental evaluation. When partnering with stakeholders that have expertise in environmental assessment, make sure to stay involved in the assessment and labeling process. and run your own independent analysis to ensure coherent results and compliant suppliers. Otherwise, even a mistake can erode consumer confidence. Ensure supply chain availability. Eco-labeled products often come from novel materials and processes. Consumer confidence can easily be lost when a green product is intermittently available, or when growing demand cannot be met. And willingness to pay. Emphasize increased quality. Few consumers are willing to pay an eco-premium for a product without gaining some measure of private benefit. Similarly, with certain goods, such as cleaning products, consumers may confuse or associate eco-labeling with poor product quality. It is therefore important to find an eco-label that emphasizes product quality alongside environmental virtue. Emphasize health benefits. For example, the website for the Blue Angel Eco-Label highlights health benefits in this statement. Blue Angel also sets the standard in health and safety because Blue Angel-labeled products have been tested with respect to health and safety and proper user information. Leverage peer pressure. Managers of eco-labels should consider increasing the visibility of label adoption so that consumers can easily and clearly indicate the virtue of their purchases to peers. For instance, LEED buildings display a plaque with the LEED stamp on each certified building, therefore increasing the visibility of the certified building to the public. Because the LEED eco-label has several tiers, it is used to distinguish the effort of the adopters. This segment was excerpted from Choosing the Right Eco-Label for Your Product, written by Magali A. Delmas, Nicholas Nairn Birch, and Mikola Balzarova, which appeared in the summer 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. To read more or get the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.